Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Where are we in the process of building a new community-based outpatient clinic in Knoxville? Let's go in-depth with Maureen Nichols, CBOC coordinator with the Department of Veteran Affairs, Knoxville. So, Maureen, what's happening with the CBOC?
I just kind of wanted to give a status update where we were with the development of our new building for the Knoxville CBOC. The week of February 11th, our technical evaluation board, which consisted of some members from VA Central Iowa and our contracting officer from Washington, D.C., and our realtor, did site visits to the sites here in Knoxville for the people that had sent in their expressions of interest to us. And through that process, then we had some evaluation factors on whether we would issue them the solicitation for offer or SFO.
How many locations were there?
We looked at 12 different locations.
12
different locations. Some were existing space. Some were just, you know, empty lots for development.
Build something.
That they can build. Because
You're not going to list those 12.
No, I'm not.
Okay. All right. So that's still all privileged
information. That's still all privileged.
Okay. But 12.
Mm-hmm.
And there were 12 groups behind these?
There was more than 12 groups.
More than 12.
There were several of the places had more than one interested party.
I see.
So at this point, they did not have to prove to us that they occupy the or own the land or occupy it. It's just that they were an interested party and they may purchase that property or building and be interested. At the time that they turn their solicitation in, they will have to prove ownership of the land or property.
Well, that was a busy day if you visited 12.
Yeah, it was a busy day.
12 sites.
Mm-hmm.
SFO, you mentioned that. What's that?
Solicitation for offer.
That's the next step?
Mm-hmm. We are finalizing that. You know, it's a new year and new congressional members and everything, so a lot of regulations have changed. We want to make sure we have everything up to date so that when this goes out, we aren't doing a lot of changes after the fact. I've been promised that we will have this solicitation sent to those that we feel do have appropriate places for us by the end of March. I'm hoping in the next week or two.
It's like a short list.
Right. Okay. It's not very short because there were a lot of great properties. But even the people that expressed interest after they received that solicitation does not mean that they're going to bid. When they see what it consists of, they may say, oh, this isn't what I want to do.
More specifics.
Right. Yes, this will tell them we have developed 30% drawings of what we would like the building to look like. That's not written in stone. That's what it has to be, but it will give them the building materials and space requirements and, you know, hook up to city water or whatever, all that we need in there. So when they receive that solicitation, we're kind of debating about that. We plan on 30 days for them to respond, but the response needs, we want it to be a complete response. We want a design and fairly accurate of what everything's going to consist of. So it could be 60 days, but it'll be no less than 20 days that they would have to respond back to us.
So by design, do you mean like architectural plans?
Right.
So you might have a dozen different groups submitting architectural plans.
Right.
Is that correct?
Right. And it would have to have the plans. It would have to have their lease cost, the cost of building the building or renovating, whichever they choose.
So that's a lot of work and
mm-hmm.
not very much time.
Right.
So that'll probably, I'm just guessing, some people will drop out.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I assume, too, but of course, I'm not a builder, so I don't know that it may not. Maybe all these people are...
Do it all the time.
Yeah, right. And they don't have to have it drawn to the T. I mean, I think it's like 40%. I mean, we're already giving them 30% drawings, so
they're elaborating
simple.
On a concept
right.
that you've already given
right.
them.
Right. It's mainly going to be cost and can they do it in our time frame.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the process of building a new community-based outpatient clinic in Knoxville with Maureen Nichols. And so then what's the next step?
Then the next step is those will be returned back to the Washington, D.C. office, and they'll be sorted or whatever, and then our technical evaluation board will meet. That's a long process, depending on how many you receive, but we have evaluation factors. We go through every page of that response and see that they have met our needs, you know, have a checklist, and then they're evaluated the points that are high priority to us. So we will do that, and then if all goes well, cross my fingers, then we would have some outstanding group out of that one, out of that group of them, that we would start negotiation with that organization. If we have, and we've had that before, two or three that are similar than or close in standings, we may call them in and ask them for more information so that we, because we have to have a clear breaking point on why one's better than the other.
So they might sit here where we're sitting right now,
yeah,
and might talk with them and say, hey, give us some more information.
Yeah, we give them, say, 10 days to get us some more information. Then ultimately, and you know, it's the funding is for this fiscal year, so it needs to be awarded by September of 2013. So that's our target date. Of course, I would love that to be sooner than September 2013, but that's adding in time in case we had to call people back in or we had to renegotiate some of the parts.
Well, I have no doubt that it could be handled here quickly. If it was only you and the Des Moines VA, but once things go into Washington, they just disappear. Are you worried
I have
about
a good.
That?
No, I'm not. I really have a good group, and from Washington, we do have a different contracting officer. He's fairly new, but we've got him in line and told him how things need to be done. So I think it'll go well.
So you're
and that's why he has our target date for moving in December of 2000. You know, getting an award this year and September, not moving in until next year in December. I told him in the Midwest we build things a lot quicker and nicer, and I think I am confident we'll be in the summer of next year.
December 14th.
Of 2014.
Of 2014.
Yeah.
Okay. That just seems like really fast for Washington.
We tried telling that, but...
Yeah, so you're optimistic.
I am optimistic. We will have... they have told me... Because of the size of this project, they're going to assign us a resident engineer, so he will be down here on the project. So I'm not going to have to rely on somebody from Washington, D.C. flying in weekly to do checks and then them not showing up. We're going to have somebody assigned to this project, so that's why I think it'll go smoother.
Somebody
too.
Out of Central Iowa.
Mm-hmm. Well, he works from D.C., but out of Central Iowa. But,
okay.
Yeah.
So he's here all the time.
Yep. Yeah. So that'll be nice.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the process of building a new community-based outpatient clinic in Knoxville with Maureen Nichols. Any other things that the public should know about with respect to this process?
No, I mean, I know as soon as we award, we'll do a big to-do. I mean, definitely whoever it is going to want to do a groundbreaking or building breaking, whatever you want to call it.
Big news.
Yeah, it'll be big news. It's going to be nice.
So is there anything else that people should know?
I can't think of anything about the new CBOC now. I know it seems like very little and slow progress, but... I really feel like we're getting there.
It seems like it's taken a long time, but now if the timeline you lay out is correct, mm-hmm. to have a building up and going by December of mm-hmm. 2014, I think people will be very happy with that.
Yeah. I mean, once we reach that award stage in September, then I'll quit sweating or worrying about it.
Is there a chance that in Washington they're just going to say, no, we're not going to do this anymore. We can just go to Des Moines. Is there a chance somebody up there...
No, this funding has been approved. I mean, the funding is slotted for this, and that's why the big push. I mean, we can't lose the funding. And it could roll over if it had to. They're not going to want to roll it over because then there is that chance. But no, and the CARES initiative strictly called that out, that there will be a CBOC in Knoxville.
So I guess if an asteroid strikes Earth,
right.
That might change things.
Right.
But otherwise,
true.
<it's not. laughs>
True.
But otherwise, it's...
Yeah, it doesn't matter who president is. It doesn't matter who's in Congress. That was written in 2000. You know, I'm not going to say never, but that can't be changed
Well, and how about the big sequester and all the budget cuts and stuff? Is there any way, that, to your knowledge, that we could be swept up in that?
No. As I said, that's weird with the VA. Our funding is done 2-3 years in advance. That funding's already slated. They can't touch it for anything for the present. I mean, I've been asked that. Can we use it for construction in Des Moines? Can we use it? That money cannot go to anything but the CBOC in Knoxville.
And it has to be in the city.
In Knoxville.
You, throughout this process, have been very positive of it going to happen. From day one, you...
Betting my retirement on it. I'm just kidding.
But no, you've been insistent that this was going to make... you were going to be part of the team.
Right.
That makes this happen.
Yes.
And just briefly to remind people, can you tell us a little bit about what the physical structure will look like? I know you can't say where it's going to be, what the physical structure will look like.
Well, it'll be all one level. You know, that's kind of difficult with the elevators and stuff. Our primary care teams now, they will have more rooms so that we can do, like in the real world, move to the patient. Our patient won't have to move around so much. We have got approved for a trial to possibly do a physical therapy in our CBOC, which is something new, so that's exciting to me. I can tweak that into our plans. Otherwise, our people have had to go to Des Moines for physical therapy, but we are one of two sites that are chosen to have that as part of our clinic, so that will be nice for the people in this area.
That will attract more patients.
Mm-hmm. Ottumwa has that currently, and you know, we lost some of our veterans to Ottumwa because they had that in their clinic. I think that will bring some of them back. It'll also bring people that actually Knoxville and Marshalltown got approved for that, so it's going to help draw some of our veterans to our clinic.
So that's a positive.
Yeah, that is a positive.
Any other changes that we can anticipate?
There's changes every day. I was going to kind of throw that out on March 5th here. On the current spot in Building 1, we're having an open house from 11:30 to 3. We have started this new telehealth is huge in the VA. And so now we have these, they're called CVTs. They're machines where we can do dermatology, neurology, cardiology, pre-op. Instead of our veterans having to drive to Des Moines to meet with their surgeon for that pre-op visit, they come here and it's really cool. They hook them up to this like TV. It has a TV or a computer monitor, and they're visiting with the provider at the other end, but we can do all their vitals. We do wound care. There's just different things. If people have a chance to come out and see, they're going to be demonstrating them here from CBOC to CBOC, but that's a huge program. That's added a lot more space. We started teleretinal imaging for diabetic eye screenings. Dr. Lee is our optometrist here, and so that took a little weight off him. We're doing that with our staff now, so...
So is there a chance the staff will grow?
Yes. I think it'll grow. We have been growing. Added a couple more people since the last time I talked. But if our numbers grow, we'll continue to add staff.
And with the new facility, with the new programs.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those folks will live in Knoxville.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the folks live in Knoxville.
Mm-hmm. And so maybe more, some new people.
Right.
So you're going to feel real good when this is over, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I think Knoxville is going to be proud of the building. I mean, I just can't wait till the day we can show the pictures, because it's going to be the nicest building you've had in Knoxville in a long time. I mean, I think we're going to be proud of it. So.
Thanks to Maureen Nichols for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.